Good morning. Well, it's amazing that I'm even up here this morning. I thought for a minute I was going to be still sitting in my office writing my sermon. I got up Monday morning and I came on down to the office and I read the next passage in John where I was planning to be preaching, and God just said, no, that's not what you're preaching on this week. I'm going, okay. And I went through this all week. I had times where I thought, well, I know what I want to say, but you see, that's not why I come up here, so that you can listen to what I got to say. So I'm searching for what God has to say. And at 10:30, he told me. And at 10:42, I had finished completing the worship, the slideshow for the scripture passage. So if we, hopefully Chris has found it. If we can turn to Psalm chapter 37, look at verses 1 through 9. Psalm chapter 37, and verse 1. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. That leads only to evil. For men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Let's pray. Father God, we do come before You this morning. We give You praise. We thank You for the opportunity to study Your Word, to follow, as You said here, the desires of our heart, which You've placed there for us, and we delight in You. So, Lord, as we come before You this morning, we ask that You'd send Your Holy Spirit to come and minister to us, that You would illuminate these Scriptures for us, that You'd give us greater understanding, that You would give us understanding not just of the mind, but also of the heart and the hands, so that we would have a desire to follow Your will and would know just what to do to fulfill that, and then do it. Lord, be with us now. Let it be Your truth which is spoken, and anything else, be silent. In Jesus' name, amen. In about this time of the summer of 1995, Donna and I and our boys came to Northbrook for the first time. We were visitors. I was between pastorates. I had pastored my first church up in northern Minnesota, a little church called in an old town called Brigla, called the Bible Community Church. And we were actually living in my mother's basement over in New Brighton. And I was looking for a church. I was had my resume out and was candidating. Had been to one church previously where we thought for sure we were going to go, and then that didn't happen. But Don and I came here to worship and to be encouraged by Steve. Steve Wuchter was pastor here at that time. And Steve was a friend of mine. I had met him many occasions, and I was eager to come and worship. And when I came here, God placed the first kernel of desire for me to pastor here. Not that I ever wanted Steve to leave. That wasn't fish, but just felt, you know, I think someday I'm supposed to be here. I knew I wasn't supposed to be here at that time. I wasn't coveting the church that Steve had because I was without one at the time. But it just was there. That first little bit. Because I'll tell you, when Don and I were in our car driving out to South Dakota just a couple months later, and we're going out there, and my stepfather said, "Why are you going out there?" "Because God told us to go look." "But you don't want to go there." "I know I don't want to go there, but that's where God told us to go look. That's the door that's open right now, so we're going over there to look." And Don and I, we hit the border of South Dakota, going through Browns Valley, Minnesota, and we both looked at each other and said, "This is where God wants us to be." We hadn't even been to the town yet or the church. We just knew at that point in time that that's where God was putting us. And He gave us the desire in our heart for a place where we didn't want to go. And we went there and we loved it. I didn't want to leave. But again, the time came where it was time for me to go, 3 years later. June 1998, I turn in my resignation. Steve had turned in his resignation here at Northbrook, January of 1998. I called the district superintendent. "I want to go to Northbrook." Took a while. Let's leave it at that. Finally, I was here. God had given desire in my heart. He said, "This is where you want. I want you." And this is where He brought me. And He didn't just give me the desire for this church, but He gave me a vision for what this church is supposed to be and what it's supposed to impact the community. He also gave me a message. I'm going to let anybody guess what that message might be. Anybody? Thank you, Eva. Somebody's been listening for 5.5 years. Gosh, it's been 5.5 years I've been pastoring here. Yeah, love. Love is selfless, loyal, benevolent concern for the well-being of another person. I'll keep saying that till you can all can say it in your sleep. But these words, I want to go back to here in Psalm 37. "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will do this." He's the one who brought me here. He's the one who gave me this message, because I'll tell you what. Donna looked at me yesterday. She said, "Well, what's the matter?" I said, "Well, I don't have a message." She could see it just by looking at me. But then later in the day, you know, praying, it kind of went away, the worry. So I knew I'd have one. It's doubly important today to have a message because I have to preach two sermons. One here and one for the month, because Pastor New Song happens to be in Sacramento at General Council. It's not that I would just disappoint one congregation with no message, but I would disappoint two. Well, that's a little bit more than what I was ready for. But I meditated upon the Lord. I waited. I looked. I wrote down. I said, "This is what I want to do." And I kept getting, "Nope, what I want to do isn't where I'm supposed to be going. What does the Lord want me to be showing? What does He want me talking about?" Again, I believe today He wanted me to talk about the vision and the message that He gave me and the desire of the heart that He put here for me to come to fulfill those things. And He has that for each and every one of us. It's not just me, but you too. He will give you the desire of your heart when you meditate upon Him, when you dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. That's dwell with the Lord. Be with Him. Enjoy the blessings that He has given you, the Word, the promise, the love that He has surrounded you with. Again, the message He's given me is one of love. And when I look in the Word of God, I find that it's scriptural, which is encouraging. It's nice to have a message which is true. See, God has given us many things to do. But Jesus, I believe, boiled down the commands to three. One, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your strength. That's what we're supposed to do. Love God. Second, love one another. Love your neighbor. Love. Love each other. The third is love your enemy. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be the love of God to the world around us. We're supposed to live it. Immerse ourselves in it. Be like that towards one another. Because if we love God, we will obey God. This is the stuff I've been preaching the last couple of weeks as we've been going through the Gospel of John. Chapter 14 of the Gospel of John. Time and again, if you love me, you will obey me. If you obey me, that shows your love for me. If you love me, you love the Father. Love one another. These are what we're told. Chapter 13, chapter 14, chapter 15. We are to be love. That's the message that I was come here to preach. The vision that God gave me, I haven't been squeamish about sharing either. That of one church of multiple congregations which reaches out and touches this entire community. Because the reason why I say multiple congregations is because not everybody can be ministered to in the exact same way. How many of you here speak Hmong? Okay. Now how many of the Hmong speak really good English? About the same. So they need to hear the gospel in Hmong. I had a meeting yesterday morning with a Spanish pastor, or a Spanish-speaking pastor. They're looking for a church to meet. I was wondering, are they supposed to come here? Maybe, maybe not. I wasn't going to say no. Mark Hostetler, former worship leader here, he's the one who brought him here after talking, I believe, with... Why do I do this? I know. I wanted to say Sherry, and I knew that was wrong, and then I lost it from there. Cheryl Lachum. I could have said your last name, but whatever. Esteban, I say it, I do it all the time. Okay. Cheryl talked with Mark, and Mark talked with this guy, and they all came and they hooked up, and I talked with him for an hour yesterday morning. Do I think that this group has been coming? No, because Pastor talked, he said, sounds like it's going to be a lot of work for us to come here. And I said, well, yeah, it's going to be a lot of work. We've got a lot going on here already, but, you know, if you're supposed to be here, we'll make it happen. Because Brooklyn Center doesn't all look like me. Doesn't all look like you. It is every ethnic group or close to it. The number I've heard is that there are 80 different languages spoken in the Brooklyn Center High School. 80. Probably more than that if you had the elementary and the high school together. That's a lot of different ethnic groups, a lot of different cultures. And God didn't put this church here for the sole purpose of just touching those people who look exactly like me. Praise God, there isn't anybody else like that. Oh, come on, that was worth a little bit. Amen, okay. Thank you, George. But God did put us here and did give this church also a purpose, that of serving our neighbors with Christ's love. There's that love again. And neighbors. Oh boy, neighbors can be both brothers and sisters in Christ, and they can also be our enemies. Aren't you glad I get paid to speak? Our enemies. After all, Samaritan and Jews don't get along, but yet it was the Samaritan that took care of that injured Jew on the side of the road. And when they asked, well, who's the neighbor? Well, the Samaritan was, not the two other Jews. In fact, the priest and Levite who walked past the injured man laying on the ground. So our purpose, this church, when we prayed, when I came here, when we prayed and we sought God's will and direction, said, Lord, what do you want this church to be doing? What is our purpose? We were in agreement. It wasn't just me who sat up one day and said, okay, this is why we're here. But it was a consensus. The people who were here said, we think we're here to take care of the people around us. We think we're here to care for our neighbors. And when we boiled it down, we were able to call it serving our neighbors with Christ's love. That's why we're here. Now, we can't serve with love if we don't know what love is. And if we're going to serve our neighbors with love, well, you know, that includes each other. That includes the Hmong congregation. That includes the people that won't ever darken the door of a church. It's a pretty big group. But that's why we're here. So, you got job security. Aren't you excited? Yeah? There's plenty of work out there. You got lots to do. Nobody needs to worry about running. You know, Donna was busy leading 11 kids to the Lord. Don't be concerned. There are still more to be led to the Lord. They're not all gone. There's a lot more. And then we have those who already know the Lord. Anybody here ever know the Lord and been hurt? Come on, I ought to see every hand up. I know I've been hurt. In fact, some of the people that hurt me most were fellow Christians. And is that what we're supposed to do? No. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to love one another. So, well, what happens when somebody hurts me? I better get even with them. No, I'm supposed to love them in return, even when they're my enemy. Even if they're a brother Christian. How does that work? Well, it's kind of like family. Hold it. We are family. We're all inheritors of the kingdom of God. He has called us each sons and daughters of God. We're His children. We've got the same Father. That makes us all brothers and sisters. So it is family. So that's why we're here. To serve our neighbors with Christ's love. The reason why I'm here? To help you all do that. And to be part of it myself. It's not for me to do it. It's not for Ed to do it. Or George. Or George. Or George. It's fun to do it, Kelly. We're not going to leave it to George, even though that's half the congregation. Okay? each of our job, each and every one of us. And when we seek the Lord, when we trust in the Lord to do good and to dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture, when we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our heart. He will make it the desire of our heart to be helping these people, to be there serving them. It is indeed the desire of my heart to be here serving you. But not just you who is encompassed within these four walls right now. But the you which encompasses every person that this body touches, that I bump into. God didn't call me to minister just to those people who would sign up and say, okay, I'm going to be a member at Northbrook Alliance Church. Oh, you're not a member of Sproles? I can't minister to you, sorry. No, that's not what He called me. He called me to be a pastor to His sheep. And He owns everybody. Now the enemy's stolen a bunch, and he wants them back. So to that end, we need to be love God and be obedient to Him when He tells us that we are to testify. Live lives that exemplify the life of Christ, the love of Christ, the redemption of Christ for us, for them. I said this was an interesting week. Just waiting on the Lord, saying, okay, Lord, what are you going to do? And there was a few times where I got fretful. But He tells us that we need to wait, that in His timing it'll happen. Has the vision that the Lord given me for this church been fulfilled? No. Does that mean I should get pushy and make sure that no, I don't want to force it. Maybe what I saw wasn't exactly right. But I'm going to keep following it until the Lord shows me otherwise. But on the other hand, I'm going to wait on the Lord. And when He gives me an encouragement to move forward, opens the door, gives me a push, or says, speaks to me and says, come follow me, then that's what I'll do. And I hope to lead this congregation down that path, one where I'm following directly behind the Lord. And each of us individually should be seeking to do exactly the same. Because if you see me stepping off the path, you need to come up and say, hey, Pastor, are we on the right path? But we do need to be patient and not worry. Because in the Lord's time, He will bring it about. As I said, I turn in my resignation at my church in Sisseton and Peaver, South Dakota. I had actually two churches, a two-point parish. In June of 1995. I candidated at one other place. That was in August. Went down to Arkansas. And Dad's like, I don't want to go there. The boys are, I don't want to go there. And they didn't want to go there. The Lord just didn't give them a heart for it. Wasn't where we were supposed to be. People said, nope, we like you. We love you, but you're not supposed to be our pastor. So once more, I was into my parents' basement. That's so much fun. Being married, having kids, and living in your parents' basement. That's what I needed to do at the time. They were gracious enough to do it, and we waited, and we didn't fret. We didn't get worried. We knew that the Lord was going to open something up. We knew that we were supposed to be here at Northbrook. So, I got a job and bought a house. Started attending. Eventually, the Lord opened the door in His timing. But I dare say, earlier would have been too soon. But when I came, it was the right time. I was able to come to a church which was full of a lot of hurting people. And now over the course of 5.5 years, I've seen those hurting people get healed up and get strong. Some have moved on. We've had a fair number of people who've come here for just a little period of time, gotten healed up a little bit, and moved on. We had some that got beat up before I came that were here. They got healed up a bit, and then they found someplace else to go. Sometimes it's tough to be around those who care for you in your difficult times. Later, some people have difficulty with that. Because when somebody is caring for you, they see you when you're most vulnerable. And then to spend time with those people on a regular basis, just it's uncomfortable for other people to have that level of intimacy. Because that's what it builds. And that's okay. As long as they move on to another church where Christ is being preached, I'm satisfied. Because we had opportunity to minister to them, and in turn, they ministered and blessed us. And this church has come to a point now where I feel very confident and very just eager to see the future. Because I know good things are going to happen. Restrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. I believe we are going to inherit the land. Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn Park, this area around us here. Right now, we certainly are not, I couldn't say that we've inherited or that heavily influenced it, but you know what? We do impact this community on a much larger basis than our size would warrant. And that's because it's the Lord working, bringing us that inheritance. And we're going to inherit it, not for ourselves, but for our Father. Let's pray. Father God, I do thank You that You called me to this church, or that You put the desire to be here, or that You gave me a message, one of love, which has touched many and will touch more and will multiply and grow. Lord, I thank You that You've given me a vision for ministry, which is beyond that which is happening now. Beyond that which is easy, but instead is hard. So Lord, I thank You that You are here with me and that You are the one who brings the growth. It is You who the one that will carry us through and lead us to our inheritance. So, Father, help us delight in You. Help us to dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. But help us to love You and so love our neighbors. Love each other. Love our enemies. Help me, Lord, to love my neighbors, my enemies, and my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Let me forgive them when they hurt me. Let me love them in return. And might it be Your name which is lifted up. The name of Jesus, the Christ, our Lord. Amen.